Well, I remember a lot of things from when I was young, really young. I remember smells and places and things like that. Whether or not those are, my true memories, who knows? Because the brain's really funny when it comes to recalling memories from a long time ago. But there's one memory that I'll never, ever, ever forget. And that's because it's not every day you get attacked by a chimpanzee. Mind you, I had it coming to me. I went to grade school in Buena Park, and it was a couple blocks away from a large shopping mall. I was probably 7 or 8. And a couple times a week, I would get out of school and I would go to the mall, and I would always end up at the pet shop. And it wasn't an ordinary pet shop. I mean, it had puppies and kittens and fish and birds, but it also had a chimpanzee. I don't remember him being too big. He was a little smaller than me. But they had him in this big cage. And I would go over to the pet shop and I would just tease this monkey to no end. It was probably the highlight of my day. I would purposely not eat all my lunch so that I could take food over and eat in front of him. And I'd make faces at him and I'd throw things at him. And the monkey hated me. I mean, he'd lunge towards me and he'd scream and rattle the cage. And the guy that ran the pet shop, he would always tell me, "Stop teasing the monkey. Stop teasing the monkey." I don't know why he didn't kick me out. I mean, he could have banned me from ever coming in again, but he didn't. Because every day after school, there I was again, trying to grab fish out of the aquariums or look at the puppies. And when his back was turned or when he was helping somebody, I'd sneak on over to the monkey cage and tease the monkey. I don't know how long this went on for. It could have been a couple weeks. It could have been a couple months. I don't recall. But one weekend, I was walking through the mall with my parents and my sister, and they had the monkey out in front of the pet store on a leash, probably, just taking him out for a bit of exercise and showing him off to, people passing by. And we didn't get too close before the monkey recognized me, and I remember he looked at me and he grabbed his collar and he ripped it off. And that's when I turned around and started running because I knew I was gonna get it from this monkey. He hated me. I probably got a couple steps before he was on top of me and he pinned me down and started screaming, screaming at me. And then they got him off pretty quick. I mean, when you're that young, you don't think of a monkey as being very smart or very strong, but that wasn't the case, man. This thing was on me like white on rice. And thankfully, they got him off of me pretty quickly because he probably could have killed me. Of course, I had it coming. The monkey hated me. But yeah, that's something I'll never forget. It's a great story.